Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Katherine Hahn, and I am an angelic energy healer, a spiritual teacher and coach, as well as an angelic channel. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, and I'm coming to you today from a rainy Grafton, Wisconsin. So today, right before the show, I actually was getting ready for the show, and all of a sudden, I get a call from my school, from my boy's school, saying to pick up my son. And so, this actually goes along with the energy of the week this week. So, when it comes to things that come up last minute, things that this week, when it comes to energy of the week, we have Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for us, as well as Archangel Uriel, who is stepping forward for us actually for May. So, I had started sharing about my son and having to pick him up, and that actually does go along with the energy this week, because the energy this week is about. It's going to be a little bit chaotic for some people. It's going to be a one where you have all these different things in your mind that you want to do, that you want to accomplish, all these different things that come up for you in your life when it comes to your family and friends and everything that you need to do, whether it's also through your business. What this week is about is staying grounded and staying focused, to really focus on those things that are truly important this week. And we are heading into May, so I'm actually going to be touching up on the May energy as well. But this week, the angels want you to know, and the universe really wants you to know through the energy, that it's really about focusing on those things that are really important, those things that have to do with your passions, those things that have to do with those things that you are truly passionate about, those things that you truly desire. So focusing on those next steps, focusing on completing those things that you had started this month, because what energy, what May is going to bring when it comes to that energy is going to be a little bit different. So it won't be as go, go, go as it was in April, but May is going to be a time for reflection, a time for really centering ourselves and really understanding who we truly are within ourselves. So this week is about focusing on those things that really are important, and then also being in flow of the energy of this week, being in flow so that you're not in a mode of stress or not feeling anxiety or not feeling, all these different emotions that really get you, in that energy that you don't want to be in. So you want to be in an energy where you're feeling free, feeling as if it's flowing, as there's no resistance. In order to do that, it's really important to go within, to meditate, to ask for the angels for peace, to help you with that. So it's about going within, and, you know, whether it's journaling as well, to help you to understand what it is that you need to focus on. And then when it comes to everything else, to feel into the energy. If it feels good, then go ahead and do that. But if it doesn't, if you feel a little bit of resistance, if you feel as if, you know, it's stressing you out, then you want to, you know, step back and ask yourself, is this really important for me to do right now? So, you know, it's really about focusing and not really being distracted by everything else that may come about. And if there's things that really stress you out this week, it's really important for you to look within. It's really important for you to really see what is going on, why it is coming up as resistance. Why is this coming up as chaotic? You know, it's really important for us to do that. So now when it comes to the energy of the month, Archangel Uriel, as well as Archangel Shamuel, are stepping forward for us. So in May, it's going to be about this. The energy is not going to be as fast moving as it was in April. So it's going to slow you down just a little bit, but it's because the universe and the angels, they really want you to tune into yourself. And it's actually going to go well with my new series that I'm going to be doing starting next week when it comes to understanding your power within. So this coming month, May, is going to have you to really tune into yourself, to really help you to understand who you truly are, going back to basics, going back to those things that you're passionate about, and then really going into really loving yourself, really understanding that who you are is amazing, who you are is magnificent, and that you are powerful, that you can create anything you want in your life. So it's really about tuning in. And so it's going to start this week when it comes to that energy. And it may come out for you as things in your awareness that comes up, mind chatter, ego is going to come up. And when that does, it's really important for you to really dig deep to see where it's coming from. Where are these limiting beliefs coming from? So it's really going to be important for you to take time for yourself, really just tune in, do some journaling, do some meditating, really focusing on you, focusing on loving yourself, and understanding just power that you have within yourself. And so we'll be talking about that all throughout May, about your power. And so that is the energy of the week and the month. So I'm very excited. It's going to, this energy that May brings is going to really help to bring out who you truly are. It's going to really help you to move forward when it comes to the following months for the rest of the year. I mean, if you can believe it, after May, it's already half year's gone. So in the next half of the year, it's really going to help you to, you know, really step into your purpose, to really just create those things you're meant to create and really feel that power that you are, the powerful person that you are. So that's the energy of the week and the month. And so if you'd like to speak to me if you'd like some guidance, please be sure to call 714-816-4628 and be sure to press 1 on the keypad so that you could be live on air with me. All right. So today we are wrapping up my series of the 30-Day Gratitude Challenge. And so I would love to know how you are doing with that challenge, how you have been going about it. You know, and if you're not done with the 30 days, it's okay. You know, keep going. And, you know, the 30 days is there to really help you to get in the habit of being in gratitude, being in that place of just being happy with all those things that we have in our lives, and also to realize and be aware of all the things that you have, all the things and even all the people you have in your life. So, you know, your family, you know, your friends, you know, everything that you have, every aspect of your life, to really be in gratitude. Also to be grateful for yourself. You know, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, loving yourself and loving who you truly are. Because when we are in this energy, it's going to really shift your mindset. It's going to help you shift your energy so that you can be happier, that you can really feel that joy that we are meant for. And then also to help you to be in that energy of abundance, because being grateful for everything that we have, it reminds us of the abundance that we have. It reminds us of just how much we have, and also how much that we can give as well. So, you know, and giving meaning not only things, but also of our time, of ourselves, helping others, serving others. So that's all going to help us when it comes to really shifting that energy and shifting our mindset. So today's topic on 30 days, the 30-day challenge, where you being grateful for where you are going. So what do I mean by that? So, you know, as you have been doing, you know, this challenge, this gratitude challenge, it really opens up doors for you. So, you know, when I first started this gratitude challenge, it helped me to understand just how, you know, wonderful my life is and all the things that I've been given, all the things that I have in my life, all the people that I have in my life. And even though I've gone through so many different things in my life, all the challenges, all the struggles and trials in my life, there's so many things that I have to be grateful for. And so when I started this gratitude and I did the 30 days, it really helped me to get into that energy and to help, you know, keep going. But also, it really helped me to understand that there was so much more to life, and there is so much more that I'm meant to do, that I'm meant to give, that I'm meant to give my time, I'm meant to give my resources that I have, which includes my gifts, which includes things that I have also. But mainly, it's, you know, it really helped me to open up to my gifts and open up opportunities for me to really serve, to really be there for others through my gifts, through just who I am. So this is what I mean by where are we going. So, you know, when we do this gratitude, when we shift our energy, it really helps you to understand that, you know, because of this abundance that you were given, all this abundance that flows to you, you in return can also, you know, give by your time, giving when it comes to with your resources of abundance, to really be able to share just who you are, share your gifts, share those things that you've learned. So, you know, many times I talk about sharing your truth, and your truth is all those things that you, that have happened in your life. So, you know, sharing those things, sharing what you've learned, sharing, you know, and also, you know, I have mentioned before too that we all are teachers and we all are healers. And one way we do that is by sharing, by communicating, by telling other people who may be going through similar things that you went through about those experiences that you went through, but also to be able to share those things that you learned from them. So, you know, that's sharing your time. You're sharing your time by sharing with other people what you've been through, what you've learned. And this really helps other people, and you're guiding other people. You're teaching and you're coaching other people on by sharing what you've learned. And then what you're doing is helping them to see with a new perspective what it is that they also need to learn from what they're going through and what it is that they may need to really see and may have not seen in that perspective that you have. So, you know, it's really important for us. And that's why, you know, I'm always, you know, letting you know that you are amazing and you are powerful and you are magnificent because of those things that we've been through. You know, what you went through is not going to be the same things I went through. You may, even though it may vaguely seem similar, but they're not. And so it's really important for you to share who you are. It's really important for you to share your truth and share with others those things that you've learned from your experiences. So that others can see, others can feel. You know, there are a lot of people out there who are empaths, who can really feel into what you're sharing and what you experience, and they can really feel that energy from you and really relate with you and really be able to open up to you if they resonate with you. So it's really important for you to do this. And and we're going to go into more of sharing your truth next week as I go into our new series. But when we are in this energy of gratitude, energy of knowing that we are abundant, that we are meant to be abundant, that we can really shift our perspectives as well as, you know, as I was saying, that you would help other people see different perspectives. When we do this gratitude, when we are in this energy, we shift our mindsets and we shift our ways of thinking so that we can really understand that we are meant to do this. We are meant to help others. We are meant to share our gifts. We are meant to really go out there and, you know, and find our passions and our purpose and our desires. And when we speak, when we start sharing our truth, that's when we also get this, our intuition flowing, the creative juices flowing, and also we get our aha moments. When it comes to our passions, when it comes to our desires, we get to really see through the way we speak, through the way that we share what our passions are. They just kind of come out, as you can see. You may be able to see through those things that come into your mind, what it is that you're supposed to be doing, you know, whether it's writing a book, if you love to write, you know, whether it's speaking in front of big groups, whether it's radio, you know, if that's something that you're interested in and you have this, within your heart, you're feeling this, then that is part of your passion. That's part of your purpose. So, you know, really going for that and going towards and focusing on those passions and your purpose. And it's really, you know, when we do this gratitude, it really opens up these doors. So, you know, when I started, you know, doing this gratitude, when I first started my spiritual journey, that's when a lot of different things started to happen. So I actually had the idea of my business come through. And then also I had someone actually messaged me about being on radio. And this is where, you know, started from last year. And that's where it's led me to where I am today. And if I hadn't done that gratitude, I hadn't shifted my energy, then I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be here talking to you and talking about this topic and doing the workshops and the programs that I'm meant to do to help others. So it's really important for us to really shift our energy and be in this gratitude, knowing that, you know, even our lives, you know, being grateful for ourselves, being grateful for who we are, just the loving people that we are, the divine love and light that we are meant to be. So, you know, as you go along this journey of gratitude and as you progress after this challenge and as we go into understanding your power and a lot of different things, you know, it's really about tuning in and understanding that you are meant to do so many great things. You are meant to be so much more, and there's so much out there for you. So I'm excited for everyone because, you know, with this gratitude challenge, it really helps you to see your life in a different way, to really see your life in a way of abundance, knowing that you are abundant, that you are meant to do so many different things. And so what I'm going to do now is before we move on to the upcoming shows, seeing what shows are coming up, I'm going to take a few calls. So caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello? All right. Maybe a little bit later. But let's go to the next caller then. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Paul from Toronto.
Hello, Paul. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if the archangels could sense into timelines and to see if I could... if I will manifest the lottery in July 17th, 2019, or any time within the next 6 months. Can the archangels sense into timelines?
Well, when it comes to archangels and timelines, I mean, they do know, like, you know, they could tell you when it comes to next month, like, if you weren't need to understand what your next steps are for your next month. Yes, they can help you with that. Now, when it comes to the lottery, I can't really tell you much about that because, you know, that's something that, you know, it has a lot to do with, you know, when it comes to things like lotteries and when it comes to things like what we want to know specifically, those are things that we kind of have to look into when it comes to abundance and our life. So it's really important for you to really look into any blocks that you may have or any types of things that you need to heal from. So, you know, I can't really tell you what it is, you know, whether you won the lottery or, you know, but, you know, it's really about.
I have an alternate question. So I'm wondering, when you relax, you receive, right? But there's also a different approach. With the lottery, is something big, so you need to expect it for it to happen. Should I mix the relax and receive part and the expectations part? I have visualizations, like my glasses, my prescription glasses. I flick into the universe, throw it into the universe, into infinite universes. The current of all these universes are supercharging it with exuberance energy. And then the glasses boomerang with all that energy back to me. And then I emanate that energy to infinite universes like a big bang. I have visualizations that I do. So could the archangels give me anything regarding my journey or journey to winning the lottery or anything in general?
Well, I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and he wants you to, there's some things in your past that he really wants you to start doing when it comes to healing. So it's really important for you to do some journaling really kind of doing this life review when it comes to those things that you've gone through in the past. They're showing me that there are some things that you do need to look into when it comes to healing, and that's going to affect those things that come up for you when it comes to limiting beliefs. I want you to go ahead and start doing that and doing some meditating on that.
Oh, okay.
So I hope that helps.
All right. It helps.
Thank you for calling. All right. So let's take our next caller. So caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Katie. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. Yes, and that was a positive message. I really needed to hear that about gratitude today.
Awesome. So how can I help you today?
I want to start a new project with a new team of people. I'm hoping to get it underway this year, perhaps like mid-summer, early fall, like in that period. And I was just wondering how you see that going, please, if you could give some insight.
I do have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Uriel. So they're stepping forward for you because there are some, I'm really right now feeling it a lot within my solar plexus. So that's probably why Archangel Uriel is stepping forward. Because whenever it comes to our solar plexus, Archangel Uriel tends to do a lot of work with when it comes to our confidence, when it comes to identity. So they both want you to really work together with them because they want to help you to understand where these limiting beliefs are coming from when it comes to issues of confidence and issues of, when it comes to working with other people and working with doing something new. So it's really important for you to do this inner healing work first that you can really feel into your power. And once you do that, that's when a lot of new ideas will start coming to you, as well as what is this that you need to do to really be in this role of leadership. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes, it does, actually.
Okay. So I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Yes, wonderful week ahead to you as well. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You are welcome. All right. So let's go to... All right. So let's try going back. Okay. So let's see if we have any other callers. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? All right. That's right. Okay. So we'll check back and see if they are on the line. So right now, I'm going to go ahead and talk about the shows that are coming up on Psychic Talk. All right, so we have a lot of great shows coming up, and you can always go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all the shows that will be on this week. All right, so on Tuesday, tomorrow, Power of Three are back, and your hosts Vivian and Rose are going to be speaking with a special guest, a paranormal researcher, Dave Nunnally. So be sure to tune in with them to listen in on that. Also, on Thursday, Stephanie is back with Stephanie's Guided Tarot. So be sure to tune in on Thursday. And if you'd like a mini reading, be sure to call in early so that you can secure a spot for Thursday. And then on Friday, Dr. Dax with Dr. Rose and Kathy Shrogren are going to be back, and they're going to be talking about what are soul specializations. So they've been doing a soul realignment series, and so they'll be talking about soul specializations. So be sure to tune in with them, and they are taking your calls as well. So be sure to tune in. And then also, you know, when it comes to my show, I had mentioned earlier, but I will be starting a new series. So it's called Understanding Your Power Within. And we're going to start with the truth of who you are. So be sure to tune in next week. And we're going to kick off May with Understanding Your Power. So, and, you know, after being in this gratitude energy, it's a great way to really go in, and also fits in with the energy of the month, because our energy of the month is really about tuning in, going within, and really understanding who we truly are. So be sure to tune in starting next week. And, oops, excuse me. And so what we're going to do now is I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for us to really prepare us for this coming month. And as we kind of end this month, to really, you know, integrate all the things that we learned this month when it comes to our gratitude, understanding who we truly are when it comes to loving ourselves and being grateful for who we are. And then just Archangel Shamuel is also stepping forward for us to really you know, help us to be in that energy of love. So if you can, I'm going to have everyone close their eyes. And we're going to take a few deep breaths. And so Archangel Raphael, as well as Archangel Shamuel, are stepping forward for us. And they're going to send us this energy, this emerald green energy that Archangel Raphael brings, as well as pink energy that Archangel Shamuel brings. So this energy is swirling around you. Swirling all around from your head, and it's going all the way down to your feet. So it feels as if you're inside of a tornado with this energy that swirls around. And so Archangel Raphael is going to help you to open up your heart chakra. And your heart chakra is going to expand outside of your body and within your space that you're in. And as your heart chakra expands, Archangel Samuel, as well as Archangel Raphael, are going to help you to also expand your crown chakra. So it's going to expand into your space. Now, source energy in a form of a rainbow is going to come through your crown chakra and go all the way down to your feet. And it's going to fill your body with this energy, the source energy. And now Archangel Raphael and Archangel Samuel are going to actually take you on a little journey. So they're going to take your hand and they're going to lead you on this path, this rainbow path that unfolds in front of you. So I want you to notice what it is on this path that you notice, that you recognize, what it is that comes forward for you when it comes to your mind, a mind's eye, anything that you notice through your heart, and anything that you might hear. So now the archangels are going to lead you into this room on your right. And as you step into this room, there's going to be three mirrors in front of you. So one on your left, one straight forward, and one on your right. And in this room, they're going to help you to see they're going to help you to see where it is that you're going, what it is that the angels are leading you to do, your next steps. So on the mirror on the left, the angels are going to show you, and your guides are going to show you what it is that your passions are, what it is that you truly want to do right now. What is it that you notice? What comes up for you? I want you to notice what it is that you may hear, what it is that you may see, and notice what it is that is within your heart. Now, in the mirror that is in front of you, the archangels are going to show you what it is that are your next steps. What it is that you need to be doing in order to really step into your purpose. What it is that you need to be doing to, in order to understand who you truly are. And how to really be in this energy of who you are, the energy of understanding just how amazing you are. So now the angels are doing, so we have other angels that are stepping forward for you and guides. So your guardian angel, your guides are stepping forward for you. And what they're going to do is they're going to be surrounding you with their energy, surrounding you with supporting your energy, and to helping you to elevate your vibration. And as they do this, you may feel as if you're floating. And they're going to be here to support you and the archangels with the things that you see and what you feel in your heart. And helping you to integrate those things that you're seeing and feeling and hearing. And to help you to know that that is for you. And that's part of your purpose. That's part of who you are. I want you to take a few deep breaths. And really feel into the energy that they bring. Now what they're going to do is they're going to show you from the right, the mirror on your right, how you are helping others. How you are meant to help others. And how, as being who you truly are, that you're meant to do so much more. You're meant to create. And who you truly are is amazing. Now, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Shamuel, they're going to be sending you this new energy. And in this new energy they send you, it's going to help you to really see just who you are meant to be and how you're meant to feel. And who you truly are when it comes to divine love and light. So I want you to notice what it is that you see in this mirror. Anything that you notice when it comes to colors. Anything that you notice when it comes to just what's surrounding you, your thoughts, and your feelings. And now Archangel Gabriel is going to step forward for you. And what he's going to do is going to help you when it comes to sharing your truth. So he's going to, from your throat chakra, there is this white light within your throat chakra, and he's going to help expand that light. So he's going to help expand the light that's in the center of your throat chakra. And it's going to expand outside of your body and into the room you're in, throughout the room. And he's going to send this blue energy into your throat chakra. And this is going to help you when it comes to understanding how you're to communicate who you are, how to communicate those things that you've been through, how it is that you're to share your truth, and to understand just who you are, who you truly are. So take a few deep breaths, feeling into this energy that Archangel Gabriel brings. So now he's going to step back. Now Archangel Raphael and Archangel Shamuel are going to help you to contract your energy, contract your chakras, so that it lines back into your body. And source energy from above is going to help you to align your chakras. From above, this light's going to go all the way down to your feet. And then Archangel Raphael and Archangel Shamuel are going to lead you back on this rainbow path, back into your heart space, to your heart chakra. And then now they're going to help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra, a bright white light of energy is going to go all the way down to the center of the earth, helping you to ground this energy. And then from the center of the earth, there's going to be strands of white as well as gold energy that comes up from the center of the earth. And it's going to intertwine at your feet and go all the way up, all the way up your body into the heavens. So take a few deep breaths. And then when you're ready, you can bring awareness back into your body. And then open up your eyes. So welcome back. Awesome. So hope that meditation really was able to help you to truly understand being grateful for yourself, being in this loving energy for yourself, and knowing that you are amazing, you are powerful, and you are just meant to do so many great things. And, you know, and I've mentioned this over and over again, but, you know, it's always worth mentioning that we are meant for so much more, each one of us. And, you know, you may not see yourself as a teacher or a healer or, but, you know, I want to reiterate as well as just, you know, keep reminding you that we are, you know, by sharing our truth, by sharing who you are, you're teaching others about those things that you've been through and what you've learned from them, you know, and, you know, whether it's through writing, whether it's through speaking in public, whether it's through speaking one-on-one to someone, that you are there helping others and you are there to be there for others. And so, and it's really important for you to share who you are. It's really important for you to share those things that you've been through so that you can understand that who you truly are is amazing, that you are meant to do so many great things. So, you know, I want to thank everyone for joining me today. And I can't wait for next week as we start my new series, Understanding Your Power Within. And, you know, I had just done a workshop on embracing your power. And it was amazing, and it's still helping a lot of people even today, even though I'm not doing it live this week. You know, I did the live last week, and people are still joining the workshop, and you can still join if you're interested, and just going through the exercises and going through the meditations and the journey so that you could truly understand who you are. You can truly understand that you are amazing, that there's so much that is out there for you to do with your passions, with your desires. And so it's really, you know, this workshop helps you to go back to that, going back to basics. And going back to, you know, your life and doing this life review and, you know, going through chronicling your life and understanding just how amazing you are through the things that you've been through, through those challenges you've been through, everything that you've overcome. So, so I'm really excited for next week. And also what I'm, you know, now doing is, I have a new program out as well, and in this program, I'm going to help you on a one-on-one basis in a group to understand your power, to understand who you truly are, helping you to let go of these limiting beliefs that are specific to you, what you're going through, and I'm going to be channeling the guidance that the angels give to me for you. And it is in a group setting, and it's through video chat, video calls. And so, you know, this group is going to be there to support you, to help you when it comes to your energy, when it comes to just being there for you as a group. But also I'm going to be there holding that space for you, as well as to ask you those questions, the guidance questions, so that you can, you know, understand what it is that you need to release, understand what it is that you need to let go, so that you can really step into your power. So I'm very excited about this program. And it starts on May 8th. So if this is something that's calling to you and this is something that you're interested in, please be sure to get a hold of me. Contact me through psychictalk.net/Catherine. And there are plenty of different ways of contacting me on there. And I would love to speak with you if that is a program that may be right for you. So, you know, I had these workshops and this program to really help you to understand that you are meant to be powerful, that you are meant to do so many great things. So, if you're being called to contact me, don't hesitate to contact me. You know, please feel free. Now, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Messenger, I'm on all these different things. So, you know, I want you to feel comfortable to be able to reach out to me if there is something that you need. So I want to thank everyone for joining me. I'm sending you all lots of love and light. I hope everyone has a great, you know, week. You know, we talked about the energy of the week of really focusing. So, you know, I hope that you're able to do that focusing. And if it's hard for you to focus, to remember to go within so that you can really feel centered, so that you can really be in that energy of peace. And, you know, you can always call on the angels to guide you and to support you. So, you know, they're always there, and they're always reminding you that you are wonderful and you are amazing. And there's so many things that you can be doing with your passions and your desires. So it's really important for you to really go within this week. So, and so I'm excited for May. May is next week. It's just actually a couple days. I hope everyone has a great rest of the week, and I will see all of you next week. So I'm going to say bye-bye for now.